We read in Hebrews chapter 11, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. I have been privileged in my life to know some great men like J.I. Packer, Adrian Rogers, and Stephen Olford. Their influence upon my life was strongly felt, and the impression they made on me was lasting. Some men are just great men who stand taller than most in their generation. Nothing can hold them back. No circumstance so adverse can keep them in hiding. No one person can stand in their way and squash their ambition or diminish their ability. No matter what dark, tumultuous cloud tries to overshadow them, they will emerge like forks of lightning and create a noise and make an impact like a freshly lit powder keg. Men will sit up and take notice of them because great men are worthy of our notice. Whether it's a D.L. Moody or a Sam Jones that startles and grabs the attention of their generation, or whether it's twin titans like the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter, men will strain their necks to see them pass by in a crowd. But the true greatness of a man lies not just in courage and talent, but in humility and servitude to his fellow man. For the best of men are only men at best, and the best men know they are but men.